Pesachim, Perk Alf, Mishnah Hei. Va'od Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Shtei Chalos Shal Toida, Psulos, Umenachos Agag Ha'itztaba. They would have two chalos of the Lach Metoda. Many people would bring the Lach Metoda at this time, and they had to bring it, like the Rav explains, on the 13th of Nisan, because if you brought it on the 14th, you wouldn't be able to eat it in time. With the Karban Toda came 40 loaves of bread, 30 of them were matzah, and 10 loaves were chametz. And it was inevitable that they would have leftovers. There were no, so you had the day that you brought the carbon, you had that day and that night that followed to eat it. And anything that was not eaten at this time was no certain had to be burned. So they couldn't bring it on the 14th because ain mevin kochim lebeis apsul, because then they would for sure be causing that you would not have enough time to eat it at all, because you're bringing it on the 14th. There's literally no time to eat anything, very little time. So they brought it on the 13th. But also, even though it was brought on the 13th, there was leftover, and therefore they would use some of these chalos. They would leave it on some type of platform in the Beis HaMikdash as a simon for everybody else. Kol zman shemunachin, any time that the two loaves were sitting there, loaves that were eventually going to be burned, but they were sitting there to show everybody else a sign. Kol ha'am oichin, everybody knew when these two loaves are up that you can still eat chametz. Nitla achas, when one of them were taken away, tolin, loy oichin v'lo sarfin. You don't eat, but you don't burn. You can still feed it to your animals and have anah. This is like Rabbi Yehuda's shita, like we had in the previous Mishnah. And this is Rabbi Yehuda, obviously. Nitlu shtehen, when they were both taken away, hischilu kola amsarf, and then everybody would know that they have to start burning their chametz. Rabbi Gamliel, lo imer chulin, nechalim kol arba. Rabbi Gamliel agrees with Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to chulin, something that's not kachim or truma, that you eat it the first 4 hours of the day. Utruma kol chamesh, but when it comes to truma, where there's an isser to destroy truma, because it's also lahafsid kachim biadayim, as long as you can eat it. So therefore, when it's truma, we're more makel. V'sarfim b'tchilas sheish. But even truma, one is allowed to burn in the beginning of the sixth hour. Even though midiraisa, one's allowed to eat this, since it's the sixth hour of the day and it's only 1 hour away, there, even Rav Gamliel held, even by truma, we're allowed to destroy it biadayim because of the iser chametz. But the Rav says, Allah is not like Rav Gamliel.